Psalm number 31 is where we sing this evening, and beginning at verse 11. In Psalm number 31, from verse 11 to 14. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we are glad to gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given the promise that his presence is always with us, but especially when two and three gather in his name, there is seemingly a special presence and a special benediction upon the community and upon the very presence of saints gathering together and not forsaking this most important means of grace. And so we are glad, Heavenly Father, that down through the whole of scriptural history, we find God's people gravitating to each other. We find God's people described individually, but much more frequently in terms of communion and corporation and fellowship, described as the people of God, pluralized, almost as one unity. And in the New Testament, we find the same. The emphasis on the church, the gathered, the called out ones, the called together, the congregation of the Lord. And we pray that we would not be too much individual in our thinking and live, as it were, an isolated, self-centered existence, but rather that we would be glad to see ourselves as part of something far bigger than our individual life, that we belong to a family, the flock of God, that we belong to a kingdom, citizens with rights and citizens with protection and citizens with duties, and above all, citizens with dignity and privileges, and that we would see ourselves in this light as incorporated into the mystical body of Jesus Christ, the church, part of the bride, as it were, and that we would have that relationship to him in which we all recognize that He is the Lord and that He is the head of the church, that He is my Lord, and that my life and our life together is the life of discipleship and servanthood, as well as salvation and sanctification. And so, Heavenly Father, as we gather again in community this evening, we recognize that the body of Christ is not dependent upon any one gathering, but churches are only little representative groups of the church, that one holy Catholic apostolic church, which is the scriptural church. And so we give thanks this evening that we have these clear teachings in the scripture which remind us of what it is to be a Christian, to be a believer, to have that faith that is the unique faith in the whole of the universe, that strange faith that the angels look into with admiration as they see from a sinful, fallen race there are those who have been separated out, enlightened, renewed, given a new inner life, and expressing that life in faith and hope and love. And in their beholding of these things, they rejoice, because we know that they recognize that there is repentance also in the hearts of those of Abram's children, of Adam's children also. So help us, we pray, to appreciate what it is that God has done for us in the gospel. We recognize, Heavenly Father, that sometimes, as always is the case, even in earthly life, we take our privileges for granted. We take our families for granted. We take our homes and our clothing, our health, our ability to see, our ability to have access to education and medical services and legal protections and all the things that are out there in the world, and all for our good, protecting ourselves, our properties, and our persons. And we take it all as a matter of fact, a matter of course, and life for us is inconceivable without these things. And yet we recognize also, O God, that in the life of grace we take it too much for granted. Christ died for our sins. We take that as a matter of course, sometimes as though that were ordinary, as though it were inevitable, as though it were just part of the way things are. And yet as we read the scriptures, O God, we find that there is an extraordinary uniqueness and dignity and magnification of the events surrounding this one thing in the whole universe that God has done more than all other things, redeeming us through the blood of His own dear Son, forgiving sinners their sins. Help us ever to remember that the forgiveness of sin is dearly bought, that it is at a tremendous price, and that we have been redeemed from so great a death, by so great a cost, by so great a death in the death of Christ. How then shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Help us then, as we enter into worship this evening again, to read the scriptures as the very voice of God to us, to listen and to sing the psalms and to pray together as speaking to the God who is with us at all times and now, and grant us grace and mercy that we will conduct ourselves properly in the courts of God's house. This is our prayer, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read in the New Testament in the first letter of John. It's been some time since we've had any texts out of 1 John, and I've been thinking and meditating about it recently, and I feel an urge to get back into this tremendous epistle. We have never preached through it in its entirety. We have preached through the second and the third little letters. We preached a great deal in John's Gospel, of course, and in the book of Revelation. We've studied right through that great book. But we have not done a great deal of studies in 1 John, and maybe it's time we dipped into this mighty epistle. We read in chapter 5. We may read the last verses of chapter 4. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loves him that begot loves him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. There are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believes not God hath made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God hath not life. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God does not sin, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. And we continue in Psalm number 31 from verse number 15 to 18. 15 through maybe to 20.
My time's up.